What up, Doe? Jalen Rose, yeah. Shout out. Thank you for listening to The Last Show Podcast. My name is Cordy Shane Williams. I'm the host of The Last Show. You can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn Radio, and Spotify. What up, Spotify? Thank you for tuning in to the party. My name is Cordy Shane Williams. I'm the host of The Last Show Podcast. I'm a stand-up comedian based out of Tampa, Florida. This is how it gets down once a week when people ain't stealing my equipment. You know what I mean? You can check me out, see where I'm performing my live stand-up comedy. You can check out my website at CordyShaneWilliams.com. That's K-O-R-T-N-E-Y, ShaneWilliams.com. Also, you can check me out on Instagram and Twitter at Courtney Shane. That's K-O-R-T-N-E-Y, Shane. Facebook, YouTube, the whole shebang bang. We out here in these streets. Look, man. I'm gonna say this off the rip. I got a lot to get to today, and none of it is important, which is the exact way I like to do the show. For all you guys that haven't listened before, maybe you found it on Spotify. I just got the podcast on Spotify. Welcome, especially yous, and yous know who you are. Just a little disclaimer for the show. I don't explain the show. Okay. We're mid-stroke. We don't go reverse. We keep going forward. This is like episode, 283, I think. We don't have time to go backwards. You understand? You don't ask Seinfeld to start from the beginning. We don't have time for that. You got to catch this midstream, all right? The show may not be for you, and that's fine. Move on. Go listen to the Rogan podcast. People like that. Oprah, go listen to that. There's other options out there, you know what I mean? But we're not going backwards. We go full speed ahead. But to you, and you in particular, know exactly who you are that found me in that way, okay? This podcast is completely independent. These views do not represent the views of the people that may pay me, okay? So if you came here, don't snitch, okay? If you ain't seen the Carmelo Anthony Stop Snitching video, this is what this podcast is all about. Don't try to get me fired from something that's feeding my family. You know what I mean? It's all a dream. I was just reading Word Up magazine, just trying to feed my daughter. All right? So that's what we're doing. The other thing you need to know about the podcast is that if you found me on Spotify, you probably found my stand-up comedy. This right here is a comedy podcast, but I don't really talk about comedy because I don't find comedy to really be that interesting. I'm not going to front. I think comics think what they do is a whole lot more interesting than people actually think it is. I think people think it's interesting, and then you tell them, hey, man, all the interesting stuff, and then after like an hour, like, it's like, what else do you got? You know what I mean? Like, if you ain't got nothing else, you know, let's just hit the red light district. I know some other people that can do some tricks, okay? Like, so if I did a comedy podcast, which is very, very, very rare, you know, it's like once in a while. This right here is a pop culture sports comedy podcast. That's what it is. And it's really in that era, in that order. You know what I mean? We talk about sports, pop culture. I try to make you laugh. I talk about music. The last thing I'm going to talk about is stand-up comedy. I'll give you my opinion now, but I'm not going to sit up here and do these deep dives on comedy. You know, when Sam Kinison was writing these bars, where was he? I don't care. That's not what this is for. There's a podcast for that. You can find that. This right here is Courtney's Last Show Podcast. All right? And let me say this off the rip to quote the baby. I will not tolerate any Spike Lee slander. You understand? There will be no Spike Lee slander up here on this podcast. That goes for you, Jay. Anybody can get it. You understand? Anybody can get it. I have not talked about my passion for Spike Lee movies ever. But I'm telling you right now, anybody can get it. Scorsese, you can't get it. Hey, man, I don't want to be stinking. You know what I mean? He can't get it. But Tarantino, you want it, you can get it. M. Night Shyamalan, you want it, you can get it. Catherine Bigelow, that's right. I'm not discriminating. Men, women, you all can get it, man. Anybody can get these bars. You understand? Spielberg, you want some? Bring AI with you, dog. Anybody can get it. I will not tolerate any Spike Lee slander. Spike Lee got kicked out of a Knicks game. Spike Lee got kicked out of a Knicks game, dude. First of all, the idea of getting, I guess he didn't get kicked out. He just, he got the Dolan treatment. See, Dolan, you know what? I don't know much about the New York Knicks or Knicks sports, but I do know a lot about rooting for bad teams. And good thing we got the New York Knicks, because if we didn't have the Knicks, you'd notice the Cavs won like 15 games this year. That mean, dude, the Cavs, I think this is the first time, this year is the first time they won back-to-back games since LeBron was in the league. That without LeBron, rather, since he was in the league, dude. But the Knicks, man, the Knicks giving Spike Lee a hard time. I don't understand. Well, I do understand. Maybe Spike Lee, because Spike Lee goes, for you guys that don't know, for some weird reason, if you've been under a rock, Spike Lee went to a Knicks game. Spike Lee is a Knicks fan. Are you all cut up? All right. So I guess he used his interest for the employees, and then they were like, you can't use that interest, so there's no more employee act. Yo, you're Spike Lee, man. If you're Spike, you should be able to enter the Garden any way you want to, especially when you're paying for the tickets. Look, man, I'm not Spike Lee. If I'm paying for the tickets, I'm expecting special treatment. You know what I mean? I'm expecting special treatment. I didn't pay for tickets. It's $3,000 courtside tickets. You buy two tickets. That's $6,000 to watch the Knicks play the Bulls. Are you kidding me? Special treatment should be the least I should get. Somebody should be feeding me grapes and rubbing my feet at all times. I gotta sit up here and watch your man Taj Gibson take fadeaways. Hey, you think I can do that sober? Come on, dog. Better be some Sean Don. Come on, sip around, man. We got time for that. Spike Lee is the face of the Knicks. The most famous Knick is Spike Lee. That's right. When you think Knicks, you think Spike. Actually, I think Eddie with Whoopi Goldberg. Then I think Spike Lee, oddly enough. You know? Like, first recognition, Spike Lee, more famous than Patrick Ewing or any of them dudes. It's a sad, sad, sad state of affairs for New York. But the most famous thing about the Knicks is Spike Lee. So if you're going to give the most famous thing the hardest time to get into your bidding when he's building, when he's paying for his tickets, I would not tolerate any Spike Lee slander. God bless the Knicks, and I hope y'all keep doing it. Profitable. I think it's worth the most of every team in the NBA. Part of it is New York City, MSG, they own that. Like, they got a lot of crazy stuff, man. Spike Lee get thrown out of the game. It's like one of those things. Like when an angel loses his wings, and like when Charles Oakley. Only thing is when they tried to rough up Charles Oakley. They don't know about Charles Oakley. I know about Charles Oakley. Charles Oakley from Cleveland, Ohio. You just not gonna put your hands on Charles Oakley. Because let me tell you something. Charles Oakley, he gonna create a scene. That's what we call it. He gonna make a scene. See, Spike Lee was cool about it. Dude, Spike was on First Take. He was like, yo, I wouldn't even plan on saying anything until I seen a statement. Yes, Oakley was there to make a statement. You understand? Oakley got to his seat and sat behind the owner and just stared at him. You understand? Like, Charles Oakley looked at James Dolan and said, knock this stick off my shoulder. I bet you won't come in and put my hands on somebody. That's what's going to happen. You know? Because Oakley was there for all the smoke. You know what I'm saying? So you're lucky Spike Lee. And he said he's coming back next year. Which seems like Spike is letting himself off the hook. I will slander you for that, Spike. Spike, I'm not coming to any more games this year. I mean, next year. Hey, if they get a number one pick, I might have to come see James Wiseman. Because that's going to change the future. Me and Spike, man, we in the same boat, dude. I understand. You know, my owner may be slightly racist and terrible. But your owner, you know, throws you out of games. That's a different level. James Dolan throws kids out of games. this dude is like one of those clowns that smokes cigarettes when the kids are cutting the cake. You know, man, put your head back on and get there and entertain the people, you clown. Speaking of clowns, Donald Trump, man, you're on deck. Thank you for tuning in to the Last Show Podcast. All you new people, come on in, 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 come on in. It's called The Last Show, because this may be it. The Last Show Podcast. Does that sound familiar? That right there is Labie Seyfried. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, man. British dude. Hey, I'm not going to sit up here and act like I knew, but I will tell you this, man. I found him on my way back from, where was I just? I was in, on the way back from Honduras. That's right, your boy's international. Fresh off the plane, my passport on pivot. You know what I mean? Labie Seyfried, man. I found him on the way back. I think I was listening to, like, Delphonics Radio or something like that, you know, because I get down like that, people. I'm cultured. This record came on, and funny enough, I'm looking at the record, and I heard it, and I'm like, oh, that Streets is Watching, man. Samples in here, man. That Streets is Watching. And I'm like, oh, snap. So I was like, who is this? And I'm listening to him sing, and I'm like, oh, man, it's funky. So I listened to the whole album, and I'm like, yo, this got some stank on it. My face was twisted. You know what I mean? Remember that face that Jay-Z made? You know, when oh, Kanye talks about it, right? When he went on I'm about to say My Mama Loves Me, but not My Mama Loves Me on gosh, dog it. Darn it. Is the song named The College Dropout? Last Call. The last song on College Dropout called Last Call. When Kanye was like, you know, Jay had on the Gucci bucket, he pulled over his face like, woo! That's that face I was making. I was listening to that Labrie. I don't know what your name is, man. Mama called him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay. It's funky, man. And you know, I'm listening to it. Part of me is like, dude's British. British black dude. Apparently, he was gay. Or, well, I don't know, was gay. That's a fine. He's still gay. I mean, he's still alive. I don't know. Maybe he's not gay. I'm not even sure why I introduced his sexuality into into this proceeding. I was just trying to give him a description. You know what I mean? All right, let me change the subject before I get canceled. People, like I said, man, some of you snitches out there, man, get your hand off that button. But yeah, no. So the dude was jamming, man. And part of me is like, man, this dude sound like Bowie a little bit. And then some of the time I'm like, yo, this dude sounds like just like funk. Like it sound like Sly and the Family Stones a little bit. But then it got soul. And I'm like, hold on. Did Donald Glover sample this? Frank Ocean? Like, this dude, all of it is there, man. It's all there. And you know what? It's around that time, too. So this dude, he had 6 albums between 1970 and 1975. He was on a DMX-like pace. And dude was born in 45, which means in 1970 he would have been 35. Oh, that's the prime of his career. He my age right now. I need to drop 6 albums. I would do that, but I don't really, you know, he was 25, my bad, 25, between 25 and 30, my man did all of his work, it's like Jesus, but he got busy, man, but it's right in that wheelhouse, right, 70s is right in that British invasion type air, and me discovering him, or I didn't discover him, you know, well, I did discover him, if you think I'm Columbus, you know, there was some people already there, I just gave him smallpox and kept him moving, but for me to discover him, it reminded me of when I saw the documentary Searching for Sugar Man, and this dude was popular, and I'm like, and people didn't know who he was, and then you find this dude, and it's like, oh, a gem. Meanwhile, this song was also sampled by Eminem when the beat drops out of it. You know, kind of like Kendrick Lamar's DNA. Yeah, Labrie was on that before Kendrick, man. You know, and when the beat drops out, it comes back. It's My Name Is, which was Eminem's maybe his biggest hit, probably, right? My Name Is probably, well, maybe 8 Mile. The Lose Yourself might be a bigger hit. I think he won a Grammy. Remember when Eminem did that weird performance at the Oscars? And everybody was looking at him like, why does he have on a t-shirt? Why does he get special treatment? Throw him out with Spike Lee. You know what I mean? So I found this record. I'm like, yo, this is dope. This is definitely going on the podcast, man. And so the dude's in my rotation, man. I've listened to, I think, 3 of his albums. You know, so I guess I got 3 more to go, and then we're done. Maybe I download you and take you out of town with me. By the way, I don't know when I'll post this, but I do got to go out again pretty soon. For you guys that don't know, I do work on cruise ships occasionally doing comedy. And, yo, the corona is on a different level, man. It's Corona. You can't stop Corona. You can only hope to contain it, man. This thing is like he's like Bob Bosworth at Nebraska, right before Bo Jackson ran him over. This dude is unbelievable. He probably crumbled the same way as Bosworth, or maybe like one of those weird War of the World movies when they're like, "How are we gonna beat the aliens?" Tap water. That's how we'll get them. You know what? There's a couple things about this Corona that's taking me. Number one, your man Trump's that dude. I'm reminded that I live in Florida sometimes, and not in Seattle anymore. I'm reminded like people don't think the way I think. See, in Seattle, everybody thinks the way I think, and if they don't think the way I think, I just keep it to myself. People are weirdos, really. You think weed's gonna cure your cold? Okay, and then I move on. But I was talking, somebody was talking, and they said, "Hey, what do you think about the Corona?" And I'm like, "Hey, man, I need to cover my drink. Ain't you supposed to be working? Just dip my chip." So he's like, "What do you think about the Corona?" And I'm like, "I don't know, man. You know, I said I think we all gonna get it. I just think I don't know how we can't get it. Seems like we all get it. We all gonna get it." He goes, "Yeah, I heard it's not that big of a deal." He goes, "You know, Trump said don't worry about it." Yeah, man. You know you're in Florida when somebody says, "Hey, it ain't a big deal." Trump said don't worry about it. If Trump says don't worry about it, you should start worrying immediately. Do not worry. Anytime Trump says don't worry about it. When Trump slides you that dollar bill underneath the table, it's like, "Nah, man, Stormy Daniels ain't talking. Don't worry about it." No, dude, you need to get Stormy on three-way and figure out how y'all can catch him in some kind of plot, man. Trump doesn't have you back, man. The man said it was a hoax. Now everybody got it. Now it's a state of emergency. It's a $8 billion to try to stop the Corona. We could have stopped Corona a long time ago. You wonder why? Arrogance. Arrogance. "Oh, we're not going to import from China." China was like, "Don't worry about it. We got you. We got something coming your way. You don't believe this smoke? Watch this." And then they blew that smallpox over here, man. That's what it is. Somebody said it's gonna be a pandemic. And look, let me tell you something about this that is shocking me. Because this might be one of those things that, like, you know, these are jokes, by the way. I don't actually believe these things. I just say them because they're funny. But this might be one of those things where, like, it's like just thinning some people out. You know what I mean? Because one thing that is taking me, and I'm really thinking, is like, apparently kids can't get it, or it doesn't affect kids. I was talking to this dude, and he was like, "Nobody under 9 years old has died." You would think a baby would be the one that would be dying, but they said nobody under 9 years old had died. Yeah, so I'm sorry, Mr. Page. It's one of those things where I just think, like, maybe this thing is just meant to thin the amount of adults. What am I doing? Yeah, I think it's one of those things, dude. Because, like, if old people and people under 9 ain't dying, dude, this is meant specifically for me. It's like all you people that thought you shouldn't ban plastic bags, you know what I mean? These are the people that's like, "Hey, man, Corona is here to come get you." You know what I mean? Just one of those things. So we'll see. It seems like it's highly contagious, and I don't think I've ever talked about this on the podcast. Why would I talk about it? Actually, I think I have mentioned it. I got a disgusting habit. I bite my fingernails. You know what I mean? And so this is probably the thing that's gonna get me to stop biting my fingernails, like this right here, especially working on cruises. Cause like my man told me one time, people come on cruises for two reasons: to eat and have sex. And those are two things you don't want to put in your mouth. So, this might be the thing that ends up curing me, man. It's Corona. Are they doing all these weird things, too? Are they not letting certain boats dock in the Caribbean and things like that? I would give you my true opinions on it, but I'm trying to stay employed. So, we'll move on. Super Tuesday? That was super. So, this Joe Biden thing is real, man. Sorry about that, Seattle. I know that probably really cut deep into your soul, man. That Bernie Sanders thing, it looked like it was almost about to happen. I will say the Super Tuesday was great. When politics, when they decide to do an election, like, politics is really fun to watch. I mean, it's like better than the NBA finals. Yeah, I wouldn't even watch an NBA, dude. I was watching Super Tuesday Fox News, by the way. I always watch Fox News. I always watch the opposing network when things are going bad for that network. If people on Fox, they can spin it like, oh, Biden's the dude. Now they're trying to spin it like Biden's this crazy liberal dude. Nah, dog. They wanted Bernie Sanders. Trump wanted Bernie Sanders. Why? Because Trump and people in general, they want to win. So what you want? The path of least resistance, right? Bernie Sanders was going to be the easiest person for Donald Trump to win because Bernie Sanders was only going to get the votes that Bernie Sanders was going to get. Bernie Sanders ain't out here about to get votes to people that ain't going to vote for Bernie Sanders, okay? Biden has the chance to steal votes from Donald Trump, man. It is what it is. You can argue and try to cut the dice any kind of way, and I think the fix could have been in for Bernie. I find it very convenient that your man's dropped out right before the things happen. I find all that convenient. But at the end of the day, the party's always going to be concerned with who's the most electable person. That's really what this game is about, though. Who's most electable? And they know Bernie Sanders is not electable in a general election. He's just not. With that being said, Bernie Sanders is my guy, man. Bernie Sanders is going to change my life, man. Bernie Sanders, I wasn't going to have to pay for nothing. I wouldn't have to pay for nothing. I ain't got to worry about the coronavirus. You ain't got to worry about catching corona. Corona got to worry about me catching them. I ain't going to worry about corona. You got Bernie Sanders in your back pocket. You can get sick, go to the doctor, and keep it moving. You ain't got to pay that bill. You know what I mean? Just file that bill away, you know. File that one to the game, dog. Who's your insurance? The game. That's my insurance. You know what I mean? I don't need Humana. That one's on Bernie. You know what I mean? So I'm down with Bernie Sanders. You ain't got to pay your student loans. I mean, Bernie Sanders, he's what was that dude called? Not Daddy Rich. Daddy Warbuck. That's Bernie Sanders, man. He's just spilling money over the counter, man. I love to go drinking with Bernie Sanders. Then again, Bernie Sanders, he's such a socialist. He might have you drinking somebody else's drink. Bernie probably being VIP, man. Just, hey, wait for them to turn their backs and just jump behind the ropes when no one's looking. That's how we going to have a good time tonight. And drinks on the house, man. So I don't know, man. It looks like it's going to be Biden versus your man's Trump, man. And I think Biden got a shot to get it, you know? As crazy as it sounds, two things. Number one, for people that's like Bernie Sanders couldn't win. While I don't think Bernie Sanders could win a general election, I didn't think Donald Trump was going to win. And I think Bernie Sanders has a far better chance than Donald Trump did. So what do I know? So people that think Biden can't win, anything is possible. Remember when KG ripped his shirt open, pulled his hat down and yelled, anything's possible? When the Celtics won that single title for that team that gets so much credit? Remember that? Dude, that's this whole election, this whole electoral process, the electoral college and delegates and super delegates and all this other stuff, man. Look, man, anything's possible. I have no clue who's going to win. So anybody that says they know who's going to win is out of their mind. I can just tell you, I didn't think Bernie was as electable. And at the end of the day, the party is always going to put in the person they think is the most electable. So, you know, Curtis Blow Bernie once told me, these are the breaks. Sometimes you just go that way, man. You'll see. All right, man. I gotta wrap up the show. Two more things I want to talk about. I actually want to talk about that class action lawsuit against iPhones, which is weird because like iPhone like basically settled a class action suit. I'm not in favor of a class action suit, by the way. I'm like a one-on-one suit kind of dude. A class action suit, I joined like two class action suits. One is against Ticketmaster for some weird reason. So all they did is give me free tickets to shows I never used. And the other one was Yahoo. I'm supposed to get free security monitoring. Get Top on the phone, man. Where's my security monitor? I don't see Simply Safe showing up. Where's LifeLock? Get Top on the phone, man. All right. Let's wrap up the show. Thank you, you and you, for tuning into the Last Show Podcast. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. and go to TuneIn Radio. You can check me out on my website, CourtneySherwood.com. I'm setting up my fall schedule right now, so I don't have any dates to announce unless you're going to catch me on the ship. If you ain't going to catch me on the ship, oh, take that back. May, the end of May, I'm going to be in Cocoa Beach, Florida. You can check me out in Cocoa Beach. I'll be out there. All you people that's wondering, where do you perform in Florida? Cocoa Beach, man. That's right. So I'll be out there. You can check me out there. Other than that, I got some cruise stuff coming up and hopefully some announcements coming up about some successful things. So we'll see what happens. Until next time, take it easy. Peace.
Come on, man. Tell them what happened.
Would you let us do the questioning, sir? You know anything about this?
Who are the punks?
Doctors. Those that'll tell don't know, and those that know won't tell.
Aha! Aha! What do you know from funny, you bastard?
Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
More than anything, the belief in the face of adversity, I thought, was a common thread that allowed us to make the necessary plays to get out of the stadium.
Hasta luego.